and excited to welcome to KRDO News Radio this morning. He's the CEO of Angels of America's Fallen. Joe Lewis is here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad you could come in. And I know we've talked about Angels of America's Fallen before on KRDO News Radio, but tell everybody about this incredible organization and what it does.
So Angels of America's Fallen is a 501c3 nonprofit that was built to fill the gap between grief counseling and scholarships for kids of our fallen military, fire, police, and EMS personnel. And basically, they're at risk of anxiety, depression, substance abuse, dropping out of school, and even suicide from the traumatic loss of their parent.
Right.
And they really need positive outlets for their grief while they're kids, you know, their most crucial formative years. And so what we do is we get them engaged in sports, music, arts, basically really healthy extracurricular activities that have a coach or an instructor. So they've got something that they can dive into themselves, and they've got another adult that can look after them.
And this isn't just like a one-time thing, like, okay, you get, like, say, let's use dance classes as the example. You get dance class for a year and they're done. That's not how this program works. You're actually with these kids as they grow up.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things we thought about was these kids are identifying through their activity and not just being labeled as a child of our fallen. And we couldn't think of getting somebody into something that they otherwise couldn't afford or couldn't do, didn't have the encouragement or the means to do, and then say, well, good luck, reapply next year. So
right.
When they enroll, we commit to keep them in all the way through 18. So we want them in something all year, every year, all the way through 18 without having to reapply or maybe lose their outlet.
Well, and I know Angels of America's Fallen has helped kids all across the country and even some locally as well. And what is, I would say, some of the most memorable that you can think of? And I know some kids have already graduated from the program, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we have, right now we have 42 kids, I believe, in El Paso County.
Wow.
And it's actually, you know, so Colorado is one of our larger states as far as the number of kids we support. Wow, memorable ones. There's a lot of them because
yeah.
We get to see them from when they first start, and then each year we see them improve, and we, it's a follow-up model. So we don't just pay for things. It's really more of an encouragement model. So we call and see how they're doing. We check at the end of a soccer season or whatever, and okay, soccer season's over. What are you going to do between now and then? What about swimming? What about music? Something like that. And we've got some that just really, really connect with you. So locally, we've got a little girl. Her name is Emma, and we first met her when she was just a little toddler, and she got into dance. And now I've seen her go from just basic dance to competitive level dance.
Wow.
And really come out of her shell. And in fact, she is going to sing the national anthem for us a cappella by herself at the Angel Gala, and she's 8 years old. And she's amazing. And her mom actually is the one who came to us and said, hey, I want to help you put on this event so I can help you help more kids. So it's a pretty amazing family and just fantastic.
Well, let's talk about the Angel Gala, which is happening. Next weekend.
Yes, the 16th,
okay.
Saturday.
But you have to get your tickets now, right?
Yes. So we're going to close ticket sales Monday.
Okay.
Last year we sold out, and we've increased our spots a little bit this year. So we're already at the capacity from last year, but we've got some more room. But we want people to go ahead and get in now and not want to buy their tickets and then find out that they've missed it, because it's a very fun event.
It happens, like you said, at the Broadmoor, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, at the Broadmoor. Is it kind of like a black tie event, or how would you describe it?
So it's fancy, it's nice, you know, it's mm-hmm. the Broadmoor, but
yeah.
It's not necessarily a black tie event. So some people will be wearing tuxes, some people are wearing their military mess dress, some people are just wearing a regular suit, and, you know, our kids are comfortable, and some of our kids are in tuxes. So it's across the board, but we want people to be comfortable. It's a night of celebrating the kids.
Right.
And so you get dressed up and go have a fancy, nice night at the Broadmoor, but we don't want anybody to be uncomfortable.
And you get to see some of the kids that are being benefited.
Yes, the whole thing, it is. We focus on the positives and possibilities for these kids. And so that's what this event is as well. We honor the loss and sacrifice their parent made and the children continue to make and will their whole life. But we want to see them get out there and build their self-confidence. So they perform in the activities that we've been supporting them in, and they get an opportunity to be up on a stage in front of a lot of, you know, nice people and learn that there are good people out there. Because if mom or dad was killed, you know, the idea is that the world can be full of bad people.
Right,
but we make sure
right.
the kids know, no, they're very good people out there, and they're donating so that you can be in your activity and find your passion and your fun and identify as who you are and write your own story.
Well, and I know some of the kids that have graduated, I'm using the term graduate, graduated the program.
Yes, but, we say that.
But I mean, they've gone on to huge successes as well in college and beyond.
Yes. So we had a teenage boy that we were able to support in competitive soccer, which is, you know, the things get more expensive as you get in the competitive levels.
Yeah.
And his family wasn't going to be able to have him in it. And in fact, the day we called to say we could enroll them and get him into whatever he wanted to do, the mom was going to have to tell him that he couldn't do it. And the only thing he identified with. But after doing that, he got a college scholarship for soccer. So we've seen, you know, kids go ahead and age out when they turn 19 and move on and do some neat things. We've been in existence just for 6 years now, so we've got a lot more kids that are younger.
Right.
But every year we're getting to around 19 or 20 or so that graduate out.
That's fantastic. So how can folks get tickets for the Angel Gala?
So they can go to our website, aoafallen.org. And there's a video there, actually, of one of our widows who's going to be our keynote speaker. But you click on that, and there's options to buy tickets. There are options if you would like to go but can't, but you want to help support one of our families.
Yeah.
Because we bring all our moms get to have a very nice night at the Broadmoor, and the kids are off in a separate room, having fun and doing their different things while we're all being fancy. But it's something that you can either help us get some of our families to, or you can come join us. And if you can, it is a really, really fun, rewarding night because you see the impact of the kids that we're supporting.
Yeah, incredible program, a way to support the families and children of our fallen. So, Joan, thank you so much. And we'll put this info up on our podcast later today. And again, the website, again, aoafallen.org to get your tickets. And it's happening the 16th.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So, and it's a great opportunity, you know, it's right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So if you want to treat your sweetheart to a super nice meal at the Broadmoor and a fun, you know, evening, it fits right together with that.
Perfect. Joe, thank you so much for coming and appreciate it. And it is, it's now 7:43 at KRDO's Morning News.